why are men?
Yes. What we hate when men. Period.
Period. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Yami.
And this is a podcast for moms, dads,
parents.
Parents who are all struggling.
Caregivers. Caretakers.
Everybody.
If you are in the trenches of parenthood, welcome.
Yeah, we welcome you in.
We have no idea what we're doing either.
No, we just kind of go along with it. If I'm being real.
Thank you so much for tuning in. So we are Christians and we are moms, but this is not a Christian mom podcast. This will be going up on Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, bestie.
Oh, happy Mother's Day.
What are your plans?
I don't know yet. I'm still... I told you I asked Dakota for, you know, a hotel and that kind of fell through. I tried to stand on business. It did not happen. But now I think my mom and I are going to go to brunch and I volunteered to help pay for it.
Okay. I'm also going to brunch with my mommy. I'm going to do nothing for the rest of the day. Anybody that's been inside me or come out of me needs to leave me alone. I'm sorry.
I guess I wanted to start it off and... really talk about why or how we came to this.
Sure. Take it away, bestie.
Okay. So when was it? August of last year. When did they do soccer? Our kids. So if you don't know us, we both have two kids, a boy and a girl.
They're the same age.
Same age. And last year we met each other at soccer. Both of our sons were doing soccer. And it just felt like, you know, God was just like, you guys are going to be best friends.
Period.
Yeah, like one day both of our daughters showed up in the same exact outfit. And that's when I think you said that you were like, oh, we have to be besties at this point.
Basically.
And like that same week I was like, oh man, like I went to Target with my mom. And I remember after that soccer, I had told my husband, I was like, yo, I want to be her best friend. Like, I don't know what it is, but I want to be her best friend. And he was like, yeah, they seem cool. And then I went to Target and I saw you there and I was like, like, you know, I don't
know. She was like AJ's mom.
Yes. And then we immediately were like, okay, we're gonna be best friends, right?
Yes. Our kids hit it off. They're the same age.
Yeah, I love it when they get together because it's literally just like the boys, and AJ just go and do their thing. The girls is more like, we're still working on it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pressure anything. And then our husbands were also trying to get together. So
yes, yes. Male friendships are a thing that it's amusing. It really is how they connect or don't connect. But we hit it off immediately.
It's honestly like that Bluey episode. You know what I'm talking about? When she goes to the park. And she meets that girl. And she's like, "Dad, are you guys friends?" And he's like, "I don't know, like, not yet." And Bluey's like, "Can we go to breakfast at their house? Can they come to our house?" And he's like, "No, we don't know them." Whereas we're like, "Hey, I'm coming over."
Basically, yeah. Like, yes, we've hung out. We've had play dates. We've had game nights. We haven't been friends very long, but I feel like I've known Michaela forever.
Yeah.
In like a good way though.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
a really great way. We've also both said if we decide to have more kids that it has to happen at the exact same time. It only makes sense if our first two are born the same year.
So. Basically. Yes. And they're like a month apart from each other's birthdays. Yeah. So it's crazy. It's like it's almost too coincidental. You know what I mean? Like it was meant to be.
It was definitely meant to be.
And we're both married to men who aren't horrible. So, you know, that's that's a plus. But it was really Michaela's idea to start a podcast because we're just hilarious and the voice memos that we send each other day in and day out are truly they're
our own personal podcast that we're not gonna share with you guys.
It's a personal podcast.
We're not gonna share it with you guys, but It is good. And honestly, I just feel
like...
We might
do outtakes of...
Honestly, if I save some of those, some people please are going to be mad. Please don't. And by some people, I mean Dakota.
Probably. Alex, too. So we're going to talk about current topics. We're going to talk about, obviously, all things parenthood, motherhood, the nitty gritty, all the good stuff. So TMI, you know, it's self-explanatory. There's no such thing as TMI with me. Like, no, I feel like no. I feel like we like I'm an open book. Like, I want you to tell me the details.
I'm going
to
be interested and come up with my own story if you don't tell me everything that's involved.
We're nosy.
yeah. If you don't tell me everything that's involved, I'm going to come up with my own story. I probably won't spread it like a rumor, but that's going to be the story that I play in my head.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's fair. It's fascinating how your mind works, though.
It
like
is.
It's a thing of beauty. But yes, we'll be talking and we'll have, like she said, just fun, and we'll have some information, some like hard facts. And listen, if you don't have any mom friends, we're your mom friends now.
Yeah, put us on in the. Well, I don't know. We might not have language suitable for kids. However. But, like, when you're my time to listen to podcasts is when I'm cleaning, doing the dishes,
yeah,
all of that. But, like,
or in the car, yeah,
yeah. I want everyone to feel seen. That's our thing, like,
mm-hmm.
Feel seen, know that you're not alone. Like, we have different things that we're dealing with our kids. Like, my son is. I hate to brag, but like, he's a genius, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with that. I really don't.
You're doing a really good job. He's a really sweet kid.
Yeah. I just want to make sure like we're utilizing his smarts and his talents for good in the world. Yes. And then
I think AJ has an awesome personality.
He does. My daily phone calls with AJ make me happy.
Oh yeah, he really does. He be FaceTiming Auntie Kayla. That's what he calls her.
I love it.
So we are your mom friends now, and we know we've been through it where we've tried to mingle with other moms and it just the vibe wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And no shade to nobody, it just wasn't, you know, we didn't vibe, and it sucks because this can be a very lonely time period, a very lonely journey. Mm-hmm. Especially when your kids are, you know, basically only interacting with you because they're too little. Our sons are both 4. Our daughters are 2. So we have very true pandemic babies, very clingy, very... I don't want to say needy because they're not needy. They need us.
But it's also... One thing that I will say is Zion's better about it. However, Carolina does not know how to play on her own. Like, all day, it's, Mommy, come play with me. And the problem is I work from home full time. So, Zion's in school a few days out of the week. Carolina's not in school yet,
mm-hmm.
which I'm hoping will alleviate some of that. And I'm, like, trying to... She can play. It's just...
Yeah.
She's like, Mommy, come play with me. Zion's more like, I'm going to go drive this car and I'll be fine. I might ask you to take me outside and do something, but he's more independent, whereas...
Yeah, I feel the opposite. I feel like my son, AJ, which we'll get a little bit more into, obviously, as the episodes progress, but my son is on the spectrum, so he's more of the needy one, and then my daughter's more, like, independent boss. She's gonna go for world domination, and... my son, he's just a sweetie. He really is. And that second born,
yeah,
that's real.
The other day, Carolina did something. I was like, are you Donnie Thorn? Is it Thornberry or whatever?
The Wild Thornberry?
The Wild Thornberry. Like, she literally was running around in a diaper and her hair wasn't done, so it was sticking around everywhere. And I was like, you are Donnie to a T. And, like, I love her. She can be so sweet. And I hate putting labels on kids. Like, I don't want to call her mean, but, like, I remember one time we were in the store, and this woman came around the corner, like, I just had to see who the boss was. Because I hear her from across the store. And I'm like, that is Carolina. It's so crazy how they're so different.
Yes. My kids are very different from each other as well. I feel like Aria is, she just has a really strong personality. I'm not going to say she's bossy. I definitely think she's going to have awesome leadership skills.
Yeah.
But no, I think she's going to, it's awesome when you're experiencing motherhood and you're you a part of you grieves because they're not little anymore, but you're also excited because you want to see what they, you know, what they become. Preach. what interests they're going to take, what are their views going to be and whatnot, and stewarding these little humans into to be kind, compassionate, productive members of society, is probably the most important job that we'll do, period. It's hard out here in these parenting streets, and we want to be able to be the village. You know how people say it takes a village? We want to be part of your village. And I'm grateful that Michaela's part of my village, and we found each other, and we want to be able to radiate that through this podcast, for sure.
Yeah.
It's important for us to connect with each other, connect with other moms, and connect with other dads, and give you guys, the listeners, a safe space that's, you know, non-judgmental, that you can come to and, like, unwind and listen to how we are not killing it in the parenthood department.
So one thing I did want to ask you, though, is where were you before we met? Because for me, I guess I'll answer first. For me, I was in a place where I was, I don't know, I was so deep in the trenches, and I had no friends, because my, like, best friend from high school, she has three kids, but she lives in a whole different state. And so I probably see her, like, once, maybe twice a year. The last time that she came, I didn't get to see her because she's seeing her husband's family and her family, and they only have a limited amount of time. Yeah, sure. And so for me, it was just so hard, because I'm like, man, I feel like I'm doing this on my own. I'm the default parent, which is definitely going to be an episode, probably more than one episode.
It's going to be a three-part series.
It might actually be. but being the default parent, being the one who's figuring out activities for the kids or keeping up with the schedule, it was
the
just,
main point of contact. Yeah.
Yeah. It was weighing me down. And so I appreciated finding you and having you, because, like, it's an outlet for me to be like, even if I have to take the kids, they can go and be crazy somewhere else. Yes. And we will fix it later. We'll fix it in post. Okay.
Yes.
But, like, having that friend that I'm like, okay, I know that I can tell Yami this, like, I can send her a voice message and she's going to be like, you need to, like,
Save the day.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, what's the phrase? Yes. Save the day. Do something for yourself. Like, I literally teared up when you sent me that, because I was like, you know what? I do need to save the day. I do. But
yeah. Which is save the day. I highly encourage all parents, moms, dads, grandparents, if you are ever having, and even if you don't have kids, because adulting is hard. If you're having a rough day, try to do something, even if it's something small, that's taking control back of your day. So we say save the day. So Michaela was having a really tough time in the mothering. It was a rough day. Okay.
It really was.
And I was like, how are you going to save the day? Like, you need to save the day. You need to do something for yourself. The world is crazy. Like, the status of our country is bonkers. You need to do something to get yourself back to neutral.
And you even texted me the next day to make sure that I saved the day. You were like, so what'd you do? And I'm like, I got a milkshake. Kids went to bed. I had a milkshake. I'm good.
I had a milkshake that I didn't have to share with anybody.
Exactly.
And I know that might sound like crazy to some of you, especially if you're tuning in and you're not necessarily a parent that's in the trenches or not a parent at all. That might seem a little silly, but when you are in this journey, it is so important to do things to remind yourself that you are your own individual person. And we were actually people, fun people, energetic people before we had children. And getting a little bit of that power back, you know?
I guess that's the best way to describe it, getting there. It's like lost. Like, I felt like I don't know who I am. I'm still struggling with my body image. At one point, at the end of the year, my hair fell out. So, like, I'm a braid queen. I love box braids. And I've been rocking crochet, curly hair, because that's all that I can do right now. And it was rough. Like,
no, but you're beautiful no matter what. Like,
thank you.
You look good no matter what.
Thank you. It's just hard when you don't see that same person in the mirror. Like, pre-kids, I was good. Like, I loved my weight. you know, I could do a good, like, contour on my face. And now it's like, if I put makeup on my face, I'm like, brother, ooh. Like, I don't like it at all. But,
like, who is this?
Yeah, I don't know who I am anymore. And that was really rough for
you
me.
You really lose your identity sometimes when you're...
Yeah.
And especially when we became moms, it was right in 2020, mm-hmm. right when the world went into shambles. Yeah. And there was more lack of community than ever before, because there was no, like, support groups were virtual, and mm-hmm. people were staying away from each other because, you know, we didn't know.
And
it was our first kids. Yes. Which made me extra cautious. Like, I was like, everybody mm-hmm. needs to be washing their hands. Where have you been? Have you been exposed? You know, it was a crazy time to be a first time mom, not knowing what you're doing.
And I was already on high alert because I was like, oh, it's flu season. Like, you have to get away from my child.
Yes.
And it's like, actually, so the day that, because Dakota had proposed to me in December, so Christmas Eve mm-hmm. of 2019, and the day that I was supposed to look at a venue, they shut down everything. And I was okay, so, like, clearly we're not going to have a wedding. Our wedding, I like how we did it in the end. Like, it was just small, family, intimate, mm-hmm. very sweet. But, like, even that, I feel like, was taken away from me.
It was a very isolating time. And I struggled a lot with postpartum depression, which we'll have a whole episode about that as well. But the gist of it was I was just very depressed, very lonely. So I wasn't a similar headspace when I met you. Was like, I had somewhat given up on mom friends, especially, like, you know, because I did try. I was trying to put myself out there. I had Peanut. If you don't know what Peanut is, it's basically Tinder for moms. it is. I mean, you swipe left or you swipe right, you connect, you talk with other moms, you make a profile and the whole thing. And I connected with some moms on there, but it was like... we just didn't vibe. And it was so discouraging time and time and again to try to get, you know, especially with my kids don't have cousins. My husband and I were the only ones of our siblings that have children. My husband, his brothers don't have children. My sister doesn't have children. So we don't have any other children in the family. And it was tough because obviously you want them to socialize and you want them to experience friendships and play dates and all these things. And so it was a point where I just kind of put it in the back burner, and I was like, maybe it's just not for me. And then obviously I think we've both dealt with super judgy moms, holier than thou moms that didn't like that I had tattoos.
Oh, I've never experienced that.
All of the things, yeah.
See, I'm more of an introvert, so I never, like, got on Peanut. I do know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
I never got on Peanut. I don't know. I do have one close mom friend. Shout out to Gianna. We send voice messages to each other, like, podcasts, like, almost daily. So I did have her. She was that one person for me. And I feel like you have friends in different categories, and they can also be your best friend. Mm-hmm. But, like... You know, there are friends that are like, oh, this is my going out best friend. Like, if we're going out, I know I'm gonna have a good time with this person. There's a friend, and it's like, I can tell you anything, and I know that my secrets are safe with you. There's some that fit the whole category, which, like, ta-da. But, like...
Shut up, you're gonna make me cry.
No, don't cry. But, and I never put myself out there, so I didn't know a lot of mom friends. But I will say, like, even if Zion met somebody at school and they were like, oh, they're best friends, I'm not gonna be the one that's like, well, do you want to do a play date?
Yeah, do you want to get together? No. Yeah.
I really don't. I'm sorry.
I'm the opposite. I'm the social butterfly. You're the black cat and I'm the golden retriever.
Yes. When you said that, I knew it.
In this friendship, I'm the golden retriever and Michaela's the black cat. And introverts, I feel like you just get adopted by extroverts.
Pretty much.
Like, that's how you guys make friends.
Exactly. Like. Exactly. But it's like, I also am timid because, opposite of you, like, Dakota, I married into a huge family. Like,
yeah.
When we got married, there were already 1, 2, 3.
there was a lot of kids.
I think there were already six grandkids, like, for his dad and stepmom. So it's like, there were already a lot. Yeah, it was six, because Zion's number seven, Carolina's eight, and now they're 9, 10. There's going to be an 11th one this year. So okay. It's just a lot. That's awesome, a lot of kids. So I've always leaned on that and been like, well, they have their cousins. So, like, if they're not playing with kids from school, they have their cousins. But
yeah.
I've always known, too, like, if they're going to be friends, then me and the parents at least need to be friends. And sometimes I'm just like, I'm not really with, like, I can tell we come from different places. And so there's not much that we can talk about.
Yes. Agreed. Yes. No, I was always the one that was like, maybe I was too forward in certain situations. I was like, let's get together. Let's go for coffee. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then, like, people were, like, guarded a little bit. But again, I just feel like, you know, like I said, no shade to anybody. It was just, we weren't vibing. And I was just like, okay, well, whatever. Like, I'll just hang out with my kids and my husband and my sister and stuff. Like, and eventually, you know, like, if it's meant to be, it'll happen organically. And I feel like when we met, it was just like, where has this person been all my life?
Exactly.
Like, I needed you when I was 3 months postpartum and depressed.
I mean, honestly, think about it. Like, I just finished my last, I don't even know how to pronounce the postpartum depression, like, depression medicine. It's like sertraline or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I just finished the last one, and I'm, like, trying to, hopefully, I've been on it for over a year. I'm hopefully gonna, like, be able to maintain my hormones. But that stuff is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. I luckily, with Zion, even with the pandemic, my mom was right down the street, and I could just go there and just, like, know that he's gonna be taken care of. I can get, like, whatever I needed out, and I was good.
Yes.
Then it was just, like, after having Carolina, I could not take it. I couldn't do it. It was two kids, and she would not take a bottle. I was breastfeeding constantly.
Oh, yes. I know that struggle.
And then Zion, honestly, he had a hard time adjusting to having somebody else, because he was the center of our world for two years. And he didn't understand when I was pregnant that I was pregnant, because he was two. Or he was mostly one and then turned two a month before. So,
yes, going from one kid to two really was, I mean, for me, it was like going from one to 1,000, because my AJ turned two. When AJ turned two, Aria was like a couple weeks old.
Oh, see.
So it was rough. It was very rough. And it was one of those moments, which you have a lot of moments in your parenting journey, where it's like, what did I get myself into? Like, what was I thinking?
I was parked on the couch constantly. Like, me and Dakota had an agreement that he had to do, I think, the dishes, or either I did the dishes and he would do, like, the cooking, because I was like, there's no way I can balance this. And I remember when I was taking Zion to school one day, one of the moms either had just given birth, or I think she had just given birth. We were going to, like, view something. And she said something like, oh, you know, I used to never be late having two kids. And I was like, I saw something that said it takes, like, 6 or 7 months once you have a second to, like, get a routine going. So I said, you're doing great. If you're 5 minutes late, you're doing great.
I don't know what being on time is anymore.
I used to be such a
on-time
person.
I know.
For me, I always had this guilt, especially before we met, that, like, I never grieved being myself, like, before kids. I don't know how to really explain it. Like, I remember one time we went to campus when Dakota was first, like, starting out there, and I started crying because I was just seeing everything that changed, and I remember, like, loving college and all this stuff and the freedom I had, and I was like, oh my gosh, why am I just so emotional about this? And then just, like, seeing pictures of my friends go out and stuff, and I'm like, that's not my life anymore. And I felt like I was grieving something, and I'm finally to a point now where I'm like, it's okay, because I've never been like, oh, I don't want to be a mom.
Yeah,
I've loved being a mom, but I had this part of me that was just, like, hurt. And I didn't know how to, like, say that out loud.
Yeah.
Feel okay. Because then I was like, I should be hurt. Like, I'm a mom. Like, you know, I have this beautiful family. People tell us we're beautiful. But I was really hurting from that. And I think it's, you know, good to be able to say that now from a healed place. But, like, I mean.
Well, yeah, like I said earlier, like, you never, a part of you does have to grieve because you're never going to go. It's never going to be like it was before. Like, you're never not going to be a mom again. Like, and it's important that we recognize that, and we love a self-aware queen. Michaela and I are very similar in a lot of ways. Our personalities mesh really well together, but we also have some differing opinions. Is that how you say it? Differing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, I highly encourage all of the listeners to keep tuning in, because there are some things that we definitely have strong opinions about that are that we don't agree on, but we're always going to keep it respectful. We encourage everybody to keep it respectful in when you guys interact with us, when you guys reach out to us, because I mean, nobody is doing this. Like, nobody feels confident that they're doing a good job as a parent. I read something that said if you worry about being a good mom, you're already a good mom. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it resonated with me because it's true. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm constantly, and obviously there's a lot of topics we could go into at a later date about mom guilt. And, you know, Michaela and I are both working moms. We're both like somewhat career women. Michaela is. I mean, I have a career, but it's not my passion. If I could, I would stay home with my babies. That's what I would prefer. Times are rough. So please drop us any comments, questions, concerns. If you just want to vent,
that's fine too. And on the website, it's anonymous.
Yes.
You can put a fake name. It doesn't matter. You just, you know, have to put your email address and submit. I don't even know if the email is. I think the email is. Like, you have to put that in there. I'll tweet this.
But we don't care.
Like, yeah, we don't care. We will make up a fake name for you because we want this, like, judgment-free, anonymous.
Yes. As long as we're respectful, we're kind. And my thing is, I'm going to teach my babies to love your babies. And I'm going to teach my babies to love and respect your babies, regardless of how they identify, how you're raising them, all of those different factors. Yeah. And I want to obviously be encouraging to everybody that, you know, you have your children for a reason, whether they're biological, whether you're fostering, whatever the situation may be, you have these kids, these children for a reason. And nobody could be doing this job for your children better than you. Like, nobody can parent AJ and Aria better than me. Nobody can parent Zion and Carolina better than Michaela. Like, these children were put on this earth for you to steward them. So don't ever think that you are not doing it right. Your kids were designed for you. Nobody can be AJ's mom but me. Nobody can be Aria's mom but me. And that's the same for you. And like I said, whether they're biological or they're not, you got this.
I love that.
You got this.
That's so motivating. I really was sitting here tearing up because I was like, yes. Nobody else can be Zion and Carolina's mama but
me. No. And this is not easy. And obviously we'll get more into it about our parenting journeys, our parenting styles, our pregnancy journeys. Mm-hmm. Child, that's gonna be like a five
I literally was thinking thing. Is that like, how we start off? Do we start off talking about our pregnancy journeys? Because that's what made us mom. So it's like,
yes,
you know, okay, that's a good
just disclaimer. I hated being pregnant.
I loved being pregnant with Zion, and Carolina was just, it was miserable. It was so miserable, but
I was miserable the whole time.
Yeah.
I wanted it to end. Like, I just wanted to meet my baby.
But you know, there's like a hormone in our brains that make us forget, like,
it. Yes. That's real.
Because I think about that, I'm like, man, I complain so much, but I'm sitting here like, don't I want another one? Like, I look at pictures of the kids, and yes. I'm like, why would I do that to myself? Wasn't I miserable?
That's what I'm telling you. Yes, I feel the same way. I feel like it was really rough, but like, we're over here like, should we have a third one?
Right,
like,
so I journaled with both like kids. I journaled more with Zion and a little with Carolina, and I'm like, I plan to, you know, print it or do whatever for the kids because it's in cursive and they're not teaching cursive, so so I need to like type it up and, you know, give it to them when they're older. But I'm like, Carolina's probably gonna hate me because like hers are like, I threw up 5 times today, whereas Zion is like, I have so much energy, I was able to, like, you know, plant these flowers in the garden and frolic through the, you know, the fields. And with her, it's like, I went to bed at 9 p.m.
Oh, gosh.
After throwing up.
We could do dedicate a whole, like, series, a whole season of our podcast to, like, things we didn't know were a thing until we got pregnant. Like, we didn't know that you experienced such things. Like, for me, I didn't know pregnancy insomnia was a thing.
Oh, gosh.
And it was so bad. Like, I was waking up at, like, all hours of the night and just wide awake. And just, I would clean. I would paint. Like, paint on canvas, not paint.
Oh, I was like, you're painting rooms?
No, no. I would, like, paint on canvases and stuff. And, yeah, so we will talk about that. We have a lot of ideas, a lot of different topics. And the thing that we... that I love about, you know, this whole journey is that you're never really done. Like, you're never going to go back to a point where you are not a mom. Mm-hmm. This is permanent, whether they're in your house, whether they're grown, you're never not going to be a mom. And when you think you're getting the hang of it, there's another phase of it. We are deep in these toddlerhood streets.
Which, again, is why am I thinking about I want to go back? I mean, the newborn phase is the easiest, but why would I start over?
I know, but it's like, but wouldn't a third one just complete?
I think it would.
But we go back and forth.
Back and forth all the time. We'll see. We'll see.
I like to tell people that my husband wants more children, but that's his next wife's problem.
Oh, snap. I tell people that I was like, I want 2 kids and maybe an accident. Oh, wait, I don't say accident. I say surprise.
Yeah.
I say a surprise.
Maybe we should just get another puppy. See, I have a dog. Yuki was my first. That is my first born child.
On the phone earlier, Aria had the phone and Carolina was like, Yuki! Because Yuki was right next to her.
Yes, Yuki, my husky, is my first child.
See, the kids are asking for a dog, and now that we don't have carpet anymore, I'm considering it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like, I got to potty train Carolina still. I'm not about to potty train a dog too. Like, can we get a fish? I said we can get a goldfish. And Dakota was like,
you're not
going to
give my niece and nephew no boring ass pet.
I know.
I vote for puppies. But no, I had Yuki. I was a pet parent before I was a human parent, and that was great.
I think Carolina needs to be in underwear first. Like, she needs to be potty trained before I can commit to getting a dog, because there's just so much that...
See, I feel like girl potty training, that's going to be like a whole thing, because like...
Oh, yeah.
We potty trained the boys. Like, you know, both our sons, thank goodness, are potty trained. But I feel like with girls, I don't know. I feel like it should be easier, but like maybe
I hear it's easier, but I'm also just like, I give in to Carolina too much. Like when she sits there, because she sat on the potty before, but she's like, I want down. I'm like, get down. I'm not dealing with the attitude. Come on. But like at the same time, I said, I'm going to pick this 2-week period, and then we'll put this in a different episode too, but like 2-week period between the end of summer, like camp, and then the beginning of school, I'm going to try to like ease her into it, because
yes,
like, there, it's
I'm more focused on getting my oldest, my 4-year-old still sleeps in the bed with us. So I'm trying to,
Lord,
I'm trying to sleep train him. My youngest sleeps in her own bed, thank goodness, because, you know, we learned from the previous, you know, we weren't doing that again.
Carolina was just like, when she was ready for the bed, she was ready for the bed. Like,
no, we put Aria in there because we already had AJ in our bed. So we're like, no, we're going to keep her in the bassinet, in the crib. Like, we're not doing this again.
Yeah.
But 4 years later, AJ is still in the bed with us. This is a safe space, though. So listen, if you have any tips and tricks for us,
Hit the email.
We would greatly appreciate it because don't judge. But yes, my toddler is still in the bed with us. But we are trying to, we potty trained him and he's a big boy now. And now we're trying to get him out of our bed.
Zion reverse sleep trained. Because he slept in his room since he was 7 months. And then last year, I just don't know what happened. He just came in our room and never left. Like every night. And it gets earlier and earlier. Like it used to be like 1 or 2 in the morning. And now, as you saw, he came in and it was like 10. He did.
We had to pause the episode because we had to pause the recording.
Yeah, it's like
Zion 10. Came in.
So he like reversed and he'll be like, I'm going to do a big boy sleep. And then he'll still come in at 10:30 and we'll be like, what happened? He'll be like, I just want to be with you. We're like, you know, and I try not to get mad.
It's one of those things that's complicated because you want to have your own bed back with your husband, of course. And I share a dog with, or I share a bed with.
You share a dog with a bed?
I share a bed with my husband, my 4-year-old, and my 50-pound husky.
Wait a minute. What size is your bed?
Queen.
Ma'am!
It's
That's
rough.
Why you said my
it
bed
is,
was...
It is rough. I'm telling you. But it's like I said, that grieving thing because it's like, oh, he's not going to be this little forever. Like, exactly. At some point, he's going to be in his own bed. And
there's
not,
a guilt to it.
Yes,
like,
he's not going to want anything to do with us. And we're going to have to beg him for... Well, maybe not him. His sister for sure, but maybe not. I feel like AJ's always going to be affectionate.
Yeah.
But it's like, let them be little.
Like, exactly. It's like, it's not going to last forever, so that's why. But my back hurts. So
true that.
So
true that.
I'm kind of like, can we? And I'm like, we can even go off and on. Like, you go like a few days in your bed, and then you come and spend the night in our bed. That's fine. But like every day is kind of getting...
Well, also, my husband's not, like, on the same page as me when it, like, he doesn't have the sense of urgency that I do to get him out of our bed. Because he's, like, my husband's very sentimental. And he's, like, oh, but I like rolling over and seeing him and seeing you.
That's
and
why they need to be best friends. Because Dakota's the same way. He's, like, oh, my gosh. Like, did you see how he, like, smiled when I said this? Like, it's just so sweet. Like, I just, like,
I know,
you.
But it's, like, bro, like, I'm trying to have adult time with you, like,
we were watching what's the show? We were watching season 2 of Them yesterday. You know, it's kind of scary, but we were watching it and Zion came in and immediately we're like, pause, like, you know, we're trying to like you said, we're trying to have an adult moment watching like a show content, and it's like he comes in and it's like, well, we're not turning the TV like to Bluey or anything, but like you gotta
we love Bluey though.
Oh, absolutely. This is a Bluey stan account.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know.
Bandit and Chili really are the ultimate parents.
I feel like we're going to have a whole episode about Bluey.
Listen, for real. But like, yes. Yes. I feel like those are like our dream. Do you if we have any dream guests that we could have on our podcast?
Oh, it's Bandit and Chili.
It's definitely Bandit
Actually,
and Chili.
Actually, no, I want Bingo on here.
But as far as like parenting perspective, Bandit and Chili.
Yeah.
Because
speaking of perspective, I mentioned the other day at your house that I definitely want to do like husband takeover episodes.
For sure. That'll be fun.
Where Alex and Dakota are on and they get to give their perspectives. Because we're not trying to bash our husbands in any way. It's just sometimes
They're awesome. I mean, I definitely, compared to the stories I hear from my single gals, it's rough out there in those streets. I have not been single in, like 10 years, maybe? So, and it was a different, vibe back.
It really was.
Back when we were in the dating scene. So, I do not envy the people that are trying, especially like if you're a mom trying to date and you already have children.
Oh,
and
gosh, yeah.
Like, I can only imagine. I'm sending my love out to you guys because Audacity is on sale. And like I saw my mom go through that as a single mom growing up, and it didn't look fun. It's not something that I want to partake in. But we are here for you if you want to talk to us. I'm not big on giving relationship advice because I'm married. So,
well, let's start there. There's that. But there's also, like, I'm not trying to tell you something and then y'all end up breaking up and you
basically
blame me.
Yeah, like, listen, at the end of the day, like, I'm gonna just tell you to pray about it.
At the end of the day, the day's gonna end. So so
it's true. At the end of the day gonna end.
It's gonna
end. So, I'm not gonna tell you. Obviously, if you have any relationship questions, marriage, listen, we are pretty much happily married for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, but on the real though, like, if you obviously have any relationship, marriage questions, you know, and we also did it a little bit differently where, you know, we, at least I dated Alex for like 5.5 years before AJ came along. So we were a couple for, you know, a long time. You know?
Zion came in year 8 for us.
Yeah.
So, well, so Dakota and I are high school sweethearts.
I didn't
put that in there. We are high school sweethearts.
It is adorable.
It is sweet. We dated for 2 years in high school, broke up after we had to find ourselves after we graduated. And then after a year and a half, almost 2 years, we got back together full swing. And then 4 years later, just about, Zion came. So it was sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet.
It is sweet. Yes. That's my boo.
That's, yeah, that's a shorty bop from around the way. He cool peeps.
He is. He cool peeps. He aight.
Yeah.
I will say, I feel like if we give any kind of advice, though, and I think this was another disclaimer, but if we give any kind of advice, we're not trained therapists. We're not.
Yes.
You know, we're probably most likely
we don't know what we're doing.
We don't. So we're going to recommend therapy most likely.
Amen.
If you're a praying person, Christian.
Amen.
You know, recommend that for you. But yes, also when we answer stuff, it's going to be from our perspective and what we would do.
Yes.
And not, we're not going to tell you what you should do unless it's like somebody, you know, domestic violence. And we're going to be like, okay, you need to get out of there.
We're here for you. And we appreciate you guys tuning in, listening. And it is going to be okay.
It is.
And it does get better. I know that sounds very cliche, but I promise you it does get better. And just when you think you're mastering it, they grow up a size and
they start telling you no.
Exactly.
Just all kinds of stuff. But like you definitely prepare yourself for.
And if nobody's told you today, or if nobody's told you recently, let me be the one to tell you that you are doing amazing. And if those kids are acting up, it's probably because they get that from their dad.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's, for sure. That's their kid. That's Dakota's kid. When they're acting up, I'm like, get your son. Yes. Get your daughter.
Before sunrise, those are Alex's kids. Like, I'm not, you know. Like,
is he a morning person?
Yes. Which is perfect. Like, yeah, I'm not a morning person. It's so cruel that like I ended up marrying a morning person.
Yeah, Dakota hates it because I'm like, can you get up and fix breakfast? Can you change a diaper? Can you do this? He's like, I'm still asleep.
No. Before sunrise, them are his kids.
I don't know they are.
I'm no good until, if I don't get my 8 hours. I don't remember.
It's so funny because you will respond to a text at like 6 something in the morning.
I know, because I have to, because I'm, but if it was up to me, like, well, sometimes I get to the office and I'll clock in because I have to clock in at my desk. And then I'll, like, go and get me coffee and, like, really start the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's rough. But, yes, hit us up. Connect with us. Follow us on social media. We have a little website, and you can, it'll all be linked there. And,
Stay tuned for
more fun parenting content. Motherhood content, pregnancy content.
keep going.
All of the things.
All the content.
All of the things.
Toddler content, yes. Newborn content.
We don't know what we're doing, and we never have.
No, we're just kind of going. I love that. We're just kind of going with the flow.
There's. I don't think there's any parent out there that's confident that they're doing a good job. So, you're doing amazing. Keep it up.
Keep it up.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you guys.
Bye.